Here to tell you some more fun stories about history, mystery, conspiracies, and creatures.
Yes, we are. I got a fun one for you today. So, if you're new to this, we decide who goes first with a rock, paper, scissors. So,
yes.
Hold on, I got to be able to see you first. I got the recording up in my face. So,
yeah, this is again another Zoom episode. So,
bear with us for the sound quality. We'll finally record with two actual mics next week. All right, so ready?
Ready.
Rock paper, scissors,
shoot.
Oh, can you not see mine?
No.
It was paper. I have both paper. All right, let me move my mic or my screen down. All right.
Rock paper, scissors, shoot.
What is yours?
Scissors.
Oh, you beat me. See, now you were too low.
Yeah.
You're not good at this on Zoom.
No. It doesn't translate as well, does it?
No. All right. Well, we wanted to get you guys an episode this week, so.
Exactly. And mine's kind of fun. I mean, it goes along with my theme of brutalness and women, so let's go. I titled this one, Women, They Don't Make Them Like They Used To.
Now I'm scared.
Oh, this one's about Hannah Dutson. Have you ever heard of Hannah Dutson?
No, that one doesn't ring a bell.
Okay. Well, she was born in 1657 in Massachusetts.
Okay.
She's the mother of 9 children, and she married a farmer and a brickmaker, which they labeled him as a bricklayer, but I'm like, with 9 kids? He laid a lot more, didn't he? Sorry. His name was Thomas Dutson.
Yeah, that one waiting.
All right. She married him when she was 20 years old, and she was lucky for the marriage because her family was not considered decent by Puritan standards. Her younger sister, Elizabeth, was hanged for killing her infant, and 2 of her family members were tried for witchcraft during the Salem witch trial.
Interesting. So, yeah. I mean, there's some notoriety, but then, like, what the hell with the baby?
Yeah, so it's, like, not, like, a good family for people to get into. So she was lucky that Thomas was interested. Near the end of King William's War in 1697, the town that Hannah lived in was raided by Abenaki natives from Quebec. Now, King William's War, I don't know if you know what it is, but at least for our listeners, was a 9-year battle between French colonizers and English colonizers over America, okay? And they enlisted and killed natives along the way. And it ended with the French taking the parts of Florida to the Mississippi River and the English taking the northern part to the Mississippi River. So that was all kind of, that whole thing was figured out.
Mm-hmm.
During the raid, 27 colonists were killed and many of them were children. The remaining 13 were held hostage for the French army. Luckily, Hannah's husband was a half a mile away working on a home and was able to take 8 of the 9 kids and flee. When Hannah was captured in her home, she was not alone. Her nurse, Mary Neff, and her infant daughter, Martha, were taken with her. The Abenaki soldiers set the Dutson house on fire and forced all 3 to march into the woods.
Jesus.
Hannah told famous clergy member and author Cotton Mather, as you probably have heard that name before, he was really big with the Puritans and writing things like, he was a big priest.
Okay, yeah, sounds vaguely familiar.
Well, and he said, and I quote, about 19 or 20 Indians now led these away with about 60 of other English captors. But ere they had gone many steps, and dashed out the brains of the infant against the tree, and several of the other captives, as they began to tire on the sad journey, were soon sent unto their long home. So then...
Wow, you weren't wrong on the brutal.
Yes, okay. At some point, Hannah and Mary were put with a group of 12 people from a different tribe, and were going to meet up with a new group in New Hampshire by the Merrimack River. All the while, they were being told that when they got to the town, they were going to be stripped and scourged and run the gauntlet through the whole army of Indians.
Jeez.
So, not a very promising fate. While on the island, while on an island in the Merrimack River at the mouth of the Contkook River, Hannah decided to make her move. She enlisted the help of Mary and a 14-year-old boy named Samuel Leonardson to help her kill their captives and escape. So here's another quote from Cotton Mather. It says, furnishing themselves with hatchets for the purpose, they struck home such blows upon the heads of their sleeping oppressors that ere they could any of them struggle, and fell down dead. Hannah reportedly killed 2 grown men. Actually, 1, and the 14-year-old boy killed the other with the hatchet. But and they she killed 2 adult females and about 6 kids. So Hannah was quite pissed about what had happened earlier to Martha and decided to get full-on revenge.
Naturally.
Naturally, right? Only 2 of the natives escaped Hannah and her group's wrath.
Damn.
There was a boy they were thinking about taking with them and an injured woman. The boy woke up and took off fleeing for the woods, and the injured woman kind of was just bleeding and heading out. Before leaving in a canoe, the party scalped the dead as proof for a bounty that was enacted at the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, one thing that's little known, like, it's often, like, thought that the scalping is specifically a native thing, and it was actually really common, like, that was a thing that the U.S. government bought, or at least I think the colony governments, that is, actually bought scalps of natives. It's like, bring back as many as you can to kind of like prove that you took them out.
Yeah, well, September of 1696, Massachusetts had imposed a bounty of £50 per scalp.
Yeah.
In June, though, so shortly after, you know, the next summer of, or no, wait, I got my dates a little mixed up here, because it says by June of 1695, and we're not in the BC, so it's not like it's going backwards. So it must have been June of 66 that it was reduced down to £25, and by the end of December, the order had been repealed. So it wasn't a very long enacted thing, but it happened while Hannah was, you know, gone. So she didn't know about the repeal. So she ended up just taking as many scalps as she could in order to get her money.
Yeah, well, I mean, they were fighting. They were at war.
Yeah, there was a lot of fighting. So
there's a lot Hannah to go.
Yeah, well, Hannah was able to reunite with her husband, Thomas, and her surviving children, bringing along her hatchet, a flintlock musket that the natives had on their own selves, and all the scalps. When Hannah came around in 1697, she was already too late to collect her bounty. So Thomas, her husband, because women weren't allowed to do this at the time, petitioned for her to get her reward for the scalps. Cotton Mather's had written about Hannah's adventure and the petitions made on her behalf. One such is said as quoted, "The humble petition of Thomas Dutson of Haverville Swayweth, that the wife of ye petitioner, with one Mary Neff, hath in her late captivity among the barbarous Indians been disposed and assisted by heaven to do an extraordinary action in the just slaughter of so many of the barbarians as would, by the law of the providence, which only a few months ago have entitled the actors unto considerable compensation from the public, that though the want of that good law warrants no claims to any such consideration from the public, yet your petitioner humbly asserts that the merit of the action still remains the same. It seems a matter of universal desire through the whole providence that it should not pass unrecompensed your petitioner, Thomas Dirksen. So he had said, literally, like, she didn't know. When she did it, it was legal. You guys should pay her for her shit. She went through a lot. Shortly after, the Massachusetts General Court voted that because of the circumstances of which Hannah and her companions acquired the scalps, she should receive 25 pounds, and Mary and Samuel had to split the other 25. So they weren't given per scalp, but they were given some money. Now, here comes the most ironic part of the scalping, which, you know, that, of course there's irony there. One of the natives actually showed the young Samuel how he would knock out the Englishmen and scalp them only the night before. So Samuel and the rest of them used the skills that native taught them to kill them.
Right, well, luckily he showed them how the night before.
So Hannah has gotten a lot of stories. She's kind of considered a folk hero. Although, like, even Cotton Mather's wrote, like, 3 different books about her whole experience. And there's some statues that are up about her. But she's kind of taken a little hit from the cancel culture because she killed 6 kids. And they thought that was a little excessive. So, I don't know. I'm going to let history be the history because, you know, she did what she did. And, I mean, you can just go with it how you feel. Was she brave or was she evil? I don't know. She was a mom who was pissed.
That's yeah, I mean, I'll give her that. She was a colonizer, so there's that. But, I mean, that is also pretty rough what she went through. So I'll leave it at that.
And that's all I have. Like I said, they don't make women like they used to.
Yeah, well, that's rough. Ouch. All right, well, I can't say mine gets any less gloomy.
Yay!
So, we're going to talk about the Titanic today. Really just the handful of theories that have surrounded the sinking of the Titanic. Because it's this pretty momentous thing, but normally it sounds cut and dry. Like, you know, sure, you can say they were reckless, but, like, it was just an iceberg, and that was the kind of something that happened in the day.
Yeah.
But, so there's some more to it. So, one theory is that it was actually sunk as an insurance scam. And,
Well, I've heard that.
Yeah, and so there's a name that pops up that is often involved in conspiracy theory stuff, and, you know, rightly so, but... So, the Titanic was owned by the International Mercantile Marine Group, and that was controlled in like, the majority by American banker J.P. Morgan.
Ooh.
So, he plays a lot into this stuff. So, people think that he, you know, sabotaged or had it sabotaged somehow to sink it for the insurance, although there's really no, like, claim that it was an unusual insurance... like, policy. So it just would make no sense. Like, it wasn't really, the smartest move. That, and a lot of these theories about them have, like, the component that it wasn't even the Titanic that sunk, it was its sister ship, the RMS Olympic, but they made it, people think it was the Titanic, but then what are you gonna do with the Titanic when it's supposed to be sunk, like, you're not going to be tooling around in this...
over with Olympic.
Right. So, that and from the actual, like, wreckage, they can tell the difference. And so, that part's absurd. That, and it just doesn't really give much stock to it, like, being the best financial move. Yeah. So, there is another one, however, that involves J.P. Morgan. And this, it's at least... there's a motive instead of the other one, a better motive. So it was a triple murder. And so the theory goes is
I
that...
I believe there was more people that died than three. <so.
laughs> Fair. So the theory goes that Morgan wanted to eliminate the main opponents to his plan to form the Federal Reserve Bank. And these were millionaires Jacob Astor, Benjamin Guggenheim... and Isa Strauss, or Isidore Strauss. He was actually the co-owner of Macy's. So the three of them were all aboard the Titanic. Guggenheim and Strauss did go down with the ship, but Astor's body was recovered. So he managed to kill them all. There's at least motive, but it's a terrible plan because, like, any of them could have really survived or gotten away. Maybe you could say that, like, it was a plot to get them all together on a boat and then amongst the chaos, you know, then kill them, but I don't know. My favorite is that there is a mummy's curse. So, suppose, yeah, the mummy's curse sunk the Titanic. So,
Brendan Fraser and everything?
Yep. He was hiding, spying on Leo.
No, it was Tom Cruise's mummy, wasn't it?
Yeah, that did sink. Supposedly the Titanic was carrying a mummy in the hold. And that's just too many 90s movies squashed together. So allegedly there was this Egyptian princess mummy, and it already had a trail of destruction through England, like, as it, you know, people, it passed hands and stuff. Surprised they didn't eat it, to be honest. It might have just been like a finger left. So that's the claim, is that, you know, they were trying to bring it over to America and it sunk. But there was no, like, people went through the cargo manifest and there was no mummy. But, you know, someone could have bribed someone to just look the other way, so.
Exactly, because at some point it became illegal to smuggle them around, because they're like, hey, wait a minute, maybe we shouldn't be burning and grinding up and eating and painting with all these dead bodies. Maybe we should give them a little respect. And they were like, let's not sell them anymore. So that could be, it's off the record.
And if you get busted, you can just eat it like a dime bag.
It's like beef jerky.
Right, yeah, this is just my jerky, man. So there's another theory, is that a German U-boat sunk it. So allegedly, I couldn't find any confirmation, but allegedly some survivors had reported of some kind of vessel lurking around until the early morning. And this is right around the time, it was, you know, leading up to World War I, and it was about the time that German U-boats were starting to mess some stuff up. It was, I think, just before, though. Before the Lusitania. And that's a point here, is that when the RMS Lusitania, Tania, whatever, was attacked in 1915, the ship sunk in 18 minutes. But the Titanic took 2 hours and 40 minutes, actually. So, not really.
It was a brand new U-boat. It was shaped like an iceberg, so it'd be more disguised, and that's why it took longer.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it could have just been watching. You never know.
Silly British.
Right. There's another one where apparently it was, like, angry Irish Catholics. Or, no, angry Irish Protestants, I mean.
The car bomb ones?
Well, actually the opposite.
Okay.
So, which would have been sympathetic with England, so I don't know why. Yeah, it really didn't make sense. And it's actually a really, really, really poor theory. But so the whole theory comes from basically a lot of the builders were Irish Protestants. The ship's hull number is 3909, and then I guess a space, kind of. And then 04. And if you flip it backwards, like in a mirror, it kind of looks like it spells no pope. Yeah, that was one of the more ridiculous theories I'd heard.
No pope.
No pope. Gonna sink this ship.
Wow, you really are elusive.
It even made it into someone's book. It was like, really? That is the most far-fetched one. Even more so than the mummy's curse.
Did those guys also write about John is dead? You know, all the Beatles album and right. Shit. Like, if you play it backwards, it says Paul is dead.
Yeah, right. And then now the rest of these are just, these are the most plausible. Really, it's just, like, to save money. It's all just negligence, like substandard rivets were used to cut costs. The captain was pressured to make a speed record. One claim was that there was like smoldering coal that was like sitting next to the furnace. So someone chucked it into the furnace to like, oh, this is a fire hazard. Better just burn it. And then the ship was going too fast. I don't know how those old timey ships work though. So.
And what did the smoldering coal do?
It sped things up.
Oh, okay. It was actually alien gold.
No, you'll never guess who gets blamed for, like, most of the cover-ups that are hiding these truths. It was the Freemasons.
Oh, my brethren would never do that.
They no-poped that shit and took it down.
Ah, even if they did, they would never tell us.
Angry Irish Freemasons.
Wow.
No.
It all makes sense now.
My favorite is the mummy curse, to be honest.
That is really good. Yeah. I do enjoy the idea that a rich American would sabotage hundreds of lives. Was it thousands of lives, if not? Like,
yeah, I don't remember how many died, but
sabotage that many lives just to be the only billionaire, because I mean they would see the people being fodder.
Well, I mean, he was creating
enough boats to cover like just the wealthy.
He was creating a centralized bank. So he wanted this whole thing done, and so he had to kill those three people, which sounds like the most inefficient way to kill them. Yeah, take out a whole boat just to kill these three guys. That might survive.
Follow me with this. Mel Brooks does the movie just like the producers, but it's the Titanic, where they need to make a flop.
Right.
And how do they make it more important? They put on millionaires.
I don't know. I did see something that said that the insurance was not an unusual policy, so that would make no sense.
I agree, but I don't know.
I'm on the mummy curse. That's what happened.
They had the investors. The ship never made it back. They just took the money before they had to pay anybody back and just skedaddled, only to find out it became too famous.
Except that they hyped it up. So
yeah. Well, it would never sink. No one said how far down it wouldn't sink. Didn't make it to the core, did it?
You can't plan for mummy curses.
And of course it's a female mummy, of course.
Now there's an Egyptian mummy buried on the bottom of the Atlantic. That's pretty cool.
Oh, dude, allegedly. That makes sense. It would be more interesting if it was by the Bermuda Triangle, because then it would explain why weird shit happens, because they're going over a mummy graveyard.
Maybe a lot of mummies sunk on the way. It's an unknown triangle.
Well, either way. But anyways, this was a short and sweet little episode here, just to kind of keep you guys all slathering at the mouth, you know, foaming for more. I don't know.
Slathering? Yeah, I don't know if I've heard that one, but...
That's not right. A good word. I slather all right. Well,
thanks for listening, everybody.
Yep, thanks for listening. Till next time. Bye.
Bye.
Want to help us get into more ears? Help us grow by following, rating, and reviewing wherever you're listening. This is especially helpful in iTunes, so pop over and give us a rating if you can. You can follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook as well. Feel free to leave any questions or comments.